Hey friends, you're listening to Currents in Religion, a podcast brought to you by the Department of Religion at Baylor University and by Baylor University Press. I'm Zen Hess. Thanks for listening. Do you like free books? Good news. You can find a link in the episode description to sign up for a giveaway of a new Baylor University Press book called A Storm of Images by Philip Jenkins. It's a fascinating study on iconoclasm and religious reform in the Byzantine world. So go enter the giveaway and then listen in next week to hear a conversation with Philip about this new book. My guests in today's episode are Dr. Lane Scales and Dr. Joao Chavez. Longtime listeners might remember that Joao was one of our very first guests on the podcast when we discussed his fascinating book on migration and religion. Since that episode, he has become the assistant professor of the history of religion in the Americas in Baylor's religion department. We're glad to have him here. And I met Lane, who is professor and PhD program co-director at Baylor School of Social Work, this summer at a conference. She mentioned that she was working with Joao on an exciting new book. So it's fun to have both of them here to discuss that book, which explores the kingdom of God from diverse perspectives and disciplines. But these two didn't just edit a book together. They are co-directors and fellows of the Baptist Scholars International Roundtable, or BSIR for short. This international, intergenerational, interdisciplinary community is a part of the Baptist Studies Center for Research, a center housed here in Baylor's Religion Department. You'll hear more about what BSIR exists to do in this episode. It's exciting stuff. So I hope you'll enjoy this episode with Lane Scales and Joao Chavez about their new book, Baptists and the Kingdom of God, and about their work with the Baptist Scholars International Roundtable. Dr. Scales and Dr. Chavez, thank you for joining us on Currents in Religion.
Good to be here.
Great to be with you, Zan.
So you two co-direct the Baptist Scholars International Roundtable. Tell us a bit more about that organization and its story.
Well, the organization that we have today was actually built on a foundation that goes back to the early 2000s. And Roger Ward, who is a philosophy professor at Georgetown College in Kentucky, a little Baptist school, got together with some of his friends when he was a young scholar, and they decided that they wanted to not only network, but work together on building Baptist scholarship. And he got a Lilly grant to be able to go to Oxford and have such a meeting. And after they had the first one, they decided to continue because it seemed to be so valuable. And so in about 2017, he, after doing that for 15 or so years, was really looking for a next place to take on this work. And so he approached me about the possibility of Baylor getting involved. And so that's how the newer organization, the BSIR, was founded. We decided we wanted to make some changes and set some goals and have a new name. The earliest name was Young Scholars in the Baptist Academy. So we decided we didn't want to call it Young because we recognize that even though we do primarily serve early career scholars, sometimes they are non-traditional age. And but we kept a lot of the same mission. We tried to globalize the work more and have people from other countries besides the U.S. who come together and have this experience in Oxford.
And Lane, you mentioned that the initial funding was a Lilly grant. How are you guys funding and continuing this work today?
Well, we have some wonderful sponsors that are mostly Baptist universities. Our own Baylor University through President Livingstone. We also have Campbell University. Brad Creed, who is the president there, has been involved since the earliest days. He was one of the funders for the prior organization. Samford University, the Council for Global Education, Consortium for Global Education. And our largest sponsor is the International Association of Baptist Colleges and Universities, which is a group of about 30-something colleges, and they give us our largest amount. And what this is used for is to help the people who are involved get to Oxford to have the event.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. And so the book that you two have recently published with Baylor University Press, it's called Baptists and the Kingdom of God. It collects 12 essays that emerged from one of the BSIR's meetings, or I guess a couple years worth of meetings. Give us a bit of background to the roundtable discussions you had that generated these essays.
Yeah, thank you for the question. We often do two-year themes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do one-year theme. And it is important to mention that because this book that you're mentioning that just came out a couple weeks ago with Baylor Press called Baptists and the Kingdom of God collects essays of 2 years of discussions in a roundtable. So the title, which is the same as the theme for those 2 years, Baptists and the Kingdom of God, was first suggested by one of our fellows, Paul Fides, who's professor there at the University of Oxford. And as you mentioned, it collects many essays that are distributed in four themes that were laid out by our distinguished fellow for one of those years was David Babington, who Baylor people know quite well. And those themes are in ecclesiastical interpretations, social interpretations, eschatological interpretations, and providential interpretations. And you have those different essays fitting into those themes that Dr. Babington recognized after reading and discussing with the scholars and fellows there. And then at the end of that book, another of our distinguished fellows for the other year, Dr. Karen Smith, has an essay there titled Seeking the Kingdom of God that bookends that that volume there. That book collects essays from 2020, 2021.
Okay.
And the 2022 theme was a one-year theme, Baptist and Higher Education. The papers came out in an edited journal issue. And then we are now on these next 2 year themes that we can mention also. But we're very happy with this book, Baptists and the Kingdom of God. There are people from different countries that are represented there with their perspectives: Australia, South Africa. You have Brazil, and the United States, of course, England. There are many perspectives there, and we hope that we'll continue to generate some exciting discussions about that theme.
Yeah. So tell me, help me imagine like the room or the meeting. How many people are attending the meeting in Oxford? And it sounds like they're coming obviously from the global community. But just give us a little bit more about the logistics of your meetings as you're presenting these papers and what that looks like.
We do a call for papers every October. So it just went out earlier this month. And so we take proposals from around the world and we select seven scholars to come and be a part of the meetings. And then we have seven or so fellows who are seasoned Baptist scholars. Mm-hmm. Joao has named a couple that that work with us, and there are more. And so each scholar is matched with a respondent or a mentor, if you will. And so when we get to Oxford, everyone has prepared all of the papers, prepared comments, read one another's, And then the scholar has a few minutes to talk about their process. Mm-hmm. And then the respondent has a written response to that paper, and they present that. And then we have a general discussion. So we mm-hmm. have an hour or so to talk about each paper. But we always have in mind the goal of sort of forming Baptist scholars for the next generation. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of feedback toward that publication. So it, in some ways, it becomes a workshop of presenting a draft, if you will, of what could become an essay in the volume. We also take a lot of time for fellowship. We worship together. Mm. We go to the archive, the Baptist archives, which is housed in Regent's College there in Oxford, and get a wonderful tour of that. And so we try to, you know, make those Baptist connections around the, and of course, food, Baptists and and eating always go together. Yeah. So we have these days to try to build a network as well as just, you know, presenting the content we're trying mm-hmm. to build a future for the Baptist Academy.
Yeah. It's lovely, yeah, that you pair maybe more senior or established scholars with early career scholars. I think that's a really lovely opportunity for mentorship and for shared learning. Okay, so that would be seven and seven, 14 papers each year that you get together. And this book came from 2 years, which would be mm-hmm. 28 papers proposed, but there's only 12 in the book. How did you select these 12 essays for Baptists in the Kingdom of God?
Well, let me say a word about that. The fellows who are there, part of the BSAR leadership, they respond to the seven papers.
Right? Oh, so, okay.
So they respond formally to them in writing. Mm-hmm. That is a discussion. All the papers are read by everybody. So all these papers and their responses are submitted. Right. We read them, and then when we get together in our meeting, our roundtable there at Oxford, the fellows read their formal response to the paper. Mm-hmm. That is open discussions. Somebody takes notes, and then the person is expected to revise the paper based on the response and the notes. And right. it is that version that then goes into the volume that goes through mm-hmm. peer review. And so there are different. Different layers of review and response to right. To those papers there. So the fellows who today, so to mention a few other names of our fellows, we have Nora Lozano, who is a Mexican scholar, who's also a fellow. David Goatley, who's the president at Fuller Theological Seminary, is one of our fellows. Also Melody Maxwell, who's in Canada, historian. She is a fellow. We mentioned Paul Fides, and we mentioned Brad Creed, who is the president of Campbell University, is also one of our fellows. So our fellows do not send proposals, do not send papers. Right. They are there to respond to papers that are selected from this call of papers that we then pair them with. So this is why you see their 12 chapters. Those are the out of the 14 that made to these 2 years. Those mm-hmm. are the ones who went through the peer review process and to the response process and all of that. That made it to that end. Yeah. Because again, the fellows they respond, but they do not submit formally mm-hmm. A paper themselves. So 2 years from now, we hope to have another volume with ideally 14 papers. Not all of them make through all the peer review processes and things like right. that. But our aspiration is that we will have 14 papers there mm-hmm. that will have benefited from that process of discussion, formal response, and revision by the time the manuscript comes out. Does that make sense?
That clarifies it. Yeah, that's very cool. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are listening to Currents and Religion, and we are speaking with Lane Scales and Joao Chavez, co-directors of the Baptist Scholars International Roundtable and editors of the new Baylor University Press book, Baptists and the Kingdom of God. If you're enjoying this episode, you might like some of our other episodes too. For those interested specifically in Baptist studies, you should listen to our episode with Mandy McMichael, who talks about her work on Baptist women in ministry. Or you might enjoy our episode with Doug Weaver and Betsy Flowers, who discuss important headlines from the Baptist world. Links to those episodes are in the description. All right, back to my conversation with Lane Scales and Joao Chavez. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the content of this book that y'all have put together of these discussions. What do you think might be most intriguing or important coming out of these essays and the discussions that you've had that are in the book? What, or maybe let me put it this way. I'd love to hear you both say what you hope this book might contribute to Baptist life and theology.
All right. So a few things. One, I should mention that our roundtables are multidisciplinary. So some of these papers are not written by theologians and do not attempt to do theology. Others do. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'll mention, for example, a paper that we have was written. So if I'm looking at the manuscript here, so if you look at section 3, for example, it exemplifies well. So the third section of this book is called Kingdom of God and Social Interpretations. And we have a biblical scholar there, Stephanie Peek, talking about the Luke and doing a post-colonial reading of a particular section of the Gospel of Luke. We have Myra Hauser, who writes a history of Baptist involvement in the apartheid movement in South Africa. We also have Ryan Butler, who also writes a historical chapter. Mm-hmm. So it is a multidisciplinary discussion that invites historians, sociologists, biblical scholars, theologians, philosophers, and others into discussions around the theme. So this book reflects that multidisciplinarity. And what we hope that the book does is offer a resource for classes about Baptist heritage, that can involve theology, but can involve other themes. And beyond that,
right.
Courses on issues of the Kingdom of God more generally. There's a lot of different perspectives that are not only multidisciplinary, but they are also global. Like I mentioned, people coming from different countries offering perspectives there. But I would like to point out and emphasize something that Lane mentioned. That beyond this resource that comes out of these roundtables, I think it's important to emphasize what we hope the roundtable in general, in addition to this one part of the benefits that in the resources that come out of that contributes. We hope that we are strengthening networks amongst global Baptist scholars who will not meet each other otherwise. We hope we are forming teachers by exposing them to global discussions, to multidisciplinary discussions that are not always available to them in their particular institutions. We hope we're offering mentoring as some of our fellows, like I mentioned, are presidents and deans of schools and our scholars themselves who can have conversations with scholars who are earlier in their career. And help them map out their next steps in terms of their career in general, right, as teachers, researchers, and beyond. Mm-hmm. So although we do hope that the book serves as one of the resources that speaks to Baptist issues in the ecology, in the global Baptist ecology more generally, we hope to see these written resources as just one of the many benefits that the roundtable offers more broadly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just add a little bit to that with a couple of examples. So, on the theme of interdisciplinary, really any discipline can figure out some way to tie themselves to Baptists. And as we think about who are our scholars of Baptist life in the future, whatever their discipline is, how does that relate? So an example of that comes from Dallas Baptist University. And they are also one of our wonderful sponsors. But Michael Whiting, who is in leadership and business, that was more of his background, had never studied in depth Walter Rauschenbusch, who is, you know, of course, a key name when we think about Baptists and the kingdom of God. And Rauschenbusch's writings are mostly along the lines of social ethics, but he also was a leader in various organizations. And so coming from his discipline of kind of business and leadership, Michael decided to look at the various organizations and Rauschenbusch's leadership style and how that might have been impacted by his beliefs related to the kingdom of God. So I thought that was a very creative way for someone who you know, maybe doesn't hang out with theologians and historians that often to come to the meeting. And then when you get that cross-disciplinary conversation, you find yourself talking about Baptists through so many different lenses. So that was a good example of that. The other thing I'll say, just underscoring what Joao has said, is, you know, to me, the really wonderful gift of this is not only the content, but that formation of a Baptist scholarship. We think of this as a process of stewardship that those of us who have been writing about Baptists our whole careers, kind of preparing that next generation, getting them interested, making sure that that despite what's happening with membership in in denominational life, that our scholarship about the Baptist can continue. And so it's exciting. I responded to a paper from one of our Australian scholars, Rebecca Hilton. She was right in the thick of her dissertation about Australian women missionaries. And I write about women missionaries in the U.S. And she used a very unusual way of analyzing a document, and that she was able to count using kind of some digital tools that I did not have available to me when I was doing my dissertation, to actually count how many times is the phrase kingdom of God used in the women's missionaries writings. And from that, she was able to make some really interesting conclusions. Well, I got very excited to just talk to someone who studies what I study. And I think our fellows really feel that connection with the young scholars. The emerging scholars are also excited to meet someone who's been studying what they've been studying for a while. So it really is a wonderful process of kind of mentorship and preparing that next generation.
Lovely. Thanks, y'all. So one of you mentioned that the discussions that generated this book concluded in 2021, and that your discussions from, was it from 2022, were about Baptists in higher education, and that came out as a special edition. Was it of Perspectives? So now, now what are you all up to? What's next?
Well, this year we met in the first on our first round of this 2-year theme, that Baptist and global missions.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the quality
this is maybe
of the
most Baptist topic that there could possibly be, right?
Well, it Baptist is. And Jesus would beat that one.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Okay.
Just kidding. But yeah, that is very Baptist topic. But we got a number of excellent proposals, and we're able to select from that a number of excellent papers that we already heard, and they are now going into this first round of revisions, like in light of the discussions we had. And as a matter of fact, we are already in conversation with the press for this next volume that we are very confident that will be a really strong one.
Wonderful.
The distinguished fellow or the person who did the keynote, which is something we haven't mentioned. So that is a keynote, a lecture that happens at the beginning that this distinguished fellow delivered. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the roundtable, the distinguished fellow who's also participating in that discussion is expected to have an integrative comments to kind of talk about their perception of the common threads and themes that come out of those discussions and papers. Now, this year, the person who did that was Gerald Pillay, formerly the vice chancellor at Liverpool Hope University. He is a South African scholar who has done who has worked around the world, many different places, New Zealand, South Africa, and he stayed for the longest time in England. Mm-hmm. But now for this coming year, the repeating theme, the same theme, Baptist and Global Missions, the call for paper is out. We hope for a strong response also. And the distinguished fellow will be Dr. Loida Martel, who is Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean at Lexington Seminary in Kentucky. It's a Puerto Rican scholar who we are sure is going to bring a lot to think about. And those keynotes will presumably also come out in the next volume. And we are discussing what the following two-year theme will be. We don't have a decision on that yet.
Okay.
But we do start thinking very carefully about those early on. So if anyone is who is listening to this wanting to come to Oxford and discuss your research on Baptist and Global Missions, I encourage you to do that. And a very important information that we haven't shared is that there is strong subsidy for travel costs, for lodging, and for meals. Great. There. We realize that a major focus here is for early career scholars and late-stage graduate students, who we also often welcome into these roundtables. Thanks to our very generous sponsors, we are able to fund, if not all, most of the costs involved.
Wonderful.
For scholars who are selected and invited to come to the roundtable at Christ Church in Oxford.
That's great. Well, I will put a link to the call for papers in the description of this episode for anyone who is interested in applying for that. They'll be able to find that there.
And beyond that, Zen, you think about coming yourself.
Oh, well, thank you for the invitation.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but I think you would like our theme that's going to come for 25 and 26. Still to be announced.
I will pay attention. Dr. Scales, Dr. Chavez, thank you so much for making time to talk with me today.
Thank you. It was a good time.
Pleasure.
Thanks to Lane and Joao for making time to talk with us today. And thanks to you all for listening. If you liked this episode, leave a review and share it with your friends. And if you aren't subscribed already, what are you waiting for? Next week, I'll chat with Philip Jenkins about his new book, A Storm of Images. I hope you'll listen in. And don't forget, you can sign up to win a copy of his book. Find the link in the description below. Until next time, take care.